Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, March 19th, 2021. As of March 18th, 8.6% of Berliners have received one corona vaccination and 4% have been fully vaccinated. For more information, please follow the link in our show notes. Late yesterday evening, the EMA recommended continuation of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Director Immer Cook said that AstraZeneca is a safe way to protect people against COVID-19 and that its benefits clearly outweigh its risks. An association with certain issues of blood clots, however, could not be ruled out, and testing is to continue. We will have more information on AstraZeneca as details emerge. Bavaria's Prime Minister Markus Söder and Berlin's Mayor Müller are pushing for a quick approval of the Russian corona vaccine Sputnik V. Müller said Thursday after a video link-up between the state leaders, quote, "We need every vaccine we can get." Müller, who is chairman of the Conference of Minister Presidents, said they had spoken with EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, a guest on the call, about the need to apply for proper approval for the vaccine, as for others, and for that approval to be reviewed, adding, quote, "If we have the chance to fall back on this vaccine, of course we want and will then seize the opportunity," unquote. Söder pointed out that, according to all expert opinions, Sputnik V is a good vaccine, adding, quote, "in part, a better one than already approved ones," unquote. Therefore, he said, it is not now appropriate to, quote, "work through everything in the classic bureaucratic detailed procedure," unquote, when examining the vaccine. In his view, the competent authorities should authorize it, quote, "quickly, efficiently, and expeditiously." The German states are calling for a rapid expansion of vaccine production in Germany and are pushing for an export ban on corona vaccines from the EU. In the video call, Söder said he is, quote, "very much in favor of thinking about an export ban," and he explained that there is not enough vaccine in the EU, but vaccines from Europe are exported everywhere, despite corona numbers rising again in Germany. Mayor Müller said expanding vaccine production capacity in the country is important because vaccination is the key lever against corona, especially because of the uncertainty of more pandemics in the future, for which Germany must be better prepared. Müller explained that he's uncertain whether there has to be an export stop, that there are contracts. However, he added that there are exports at the moment to countries with their own production capacities that are further along with vaccinations than Germany is. In Müller's view, there is also little scope for relaxing the current corona measures and that Berliners have to remain cautious, adding that the situation is sensitive and that he doesn't see much leeway for further steps of opening, adding, quote, "the numbers simply speak a different language, and we must and will certainly react to this in the coming days," unquote. There will be further deliberations and meetings, including a session today on the topic of vaccination, vaccination capacities, and the AstraZeneca decision, and then on Monday, the next Conference of Minister Presidents, which will deal with possible next opening steps that were formulated earlier. Müller added, quote, "whether it comes to that, we will see." Rapid tests are intended to help break chains of infection before intensive care units fill up with COVID-19 patients. But now it turns out that 21DX, one of the largest providers of the tests in Berlin, had a massive problem, a serious data leak. According to an analysis by the IT collective Zerforschung and the Chaos Computer Club, or the CCC, highly sensitive data for thousands of those tested was poorly secured on the network. This analysis was made exclusively available to RBB24, the Süddeutsche Zeitung, and the Austrian standard. According to the report by the IT security researchers, which also went to the German Federal Office for Information Security, or the BSI, it didn't take much to access the data. The authentication key could be read from the browser with little know-how, and by changing the URL a little, it was possible to retrieve a kind of certificate for each person tested. The certificate included name, gender, complete address, date of birth, citizenship, cell phone number and email address, date and time of sampling, sample type, and findings. In some cases, passport and ID numbers were also available. Martina Steiner-Samvar, the CEO of 21DX, confirmed that the existence of the security vulnerability was, quote, theoretically correct. The Austrian company Medicus AI, which provides the software to 21DX, also confirmed the leak and emphasized, however, that they have closed the security leak. Per reporting, however, the extent of the data breach could be huge, also because the security hole existed since mid-February due to an update, according to Medicus AI. The security researchers from Zerforschung and CCC believe that it was possible to access results and the associated data from up to 136,000 tests. This is supported by the fact that this number could be seen on an overview page of the Medicus AI database and that the ID numbers of the certificates were numbered consecutively and in ascending order. However, this number probably does not include only Berlin, as 21DX also operates sites in other parts of Germany, such as Bavaria, for example. Moreover, the database containing test results comes from the company Medicus AI, which also has other customers. Medicus AI, meanwhile, calculates the size of the data leak differently. They initially said that they were aware of only 6 people who were affected by the gap. Later, the number increased to a theoretical 5,774 test results, quote, because there were exactly that many requests to the system in the period when the gap existed, unquote. At the same time, they do not deny that each of the other test results in the database was freely available. However, they emphasized that there are measures to prevent mass queries. In plain language, this means that any of the 136,000 test results could have been read, but probably not all at once. The situation in Berlin is also concerning because 21DX is significantly involved in the infrastructure of several test centers here. The Senate Department of Health, for example, explained in response to a query that 21DX was acting as a service provider on the instructions of the Senate and had programmed the pages test2go.berlin and testenlernen.berlin, which citizens can use to register for testing. On the Test to Go Berlin page, the company even claims to operate about a dozen of the listed sites itself, rather than just being involved. The security researchers were also able to identify 2 other problems. One, if one was tested, data of one's own certificate could be changed without any problems. From the name to a passport number, users were able to adjust their test certificate in many ways and generate other test certificates at will. Number 2, it was also easily possible to retrieve photos of the tests with a QR code and the name of the person tested from the servers storing the test results. Medicus AI confirmed both vulnerabilities, but also emphasized that they have been fixed, insisting that all vulnerabilities were only, quote, theoretically exploitable, stating, quote, fortunately, we were able to come to the conclusion that there were no unauthorized accesses except for those of BSI, which detected the gap. Contradicting the account of Zerforschung, CCC, and various evidence made available to Süddeutsche Zeitung, Standard, and RBB24. A member of Zerforschung remarked, quote, Basically, those guys got away with anything they could get away with. We found almost all the security holes we could imagine. The authorization processes were highly flawed. Unquote. Meanwhile, the BSI confirms the statements made by 21DX and Medicus AI about the emergence of the vulnerability, adding, quote, the BSI is continuing to monitor the process in close exchange with the company concerned and has also specifically informed international partners about the facts. It's therefore possible that other countries can benefit from the German data breach. Unquote. Yesterday morning, a cyclist died as a result of an accident involving a truck in Neukölln. According to police, the accident occurred shortly before 9 a.m. on Oderstrasse. This marks the first fatal cycling accident of the year in Berlin, according to the Allgemeine Deutsche Fahrradklub Berlin, or the ADFC. On January 4th, however, a 65-year-old man succumbed to injuries he sustained in an accident on December 16th of 2020, when he, too, collided with a truck in Lichtenrade. In the past year, there have been 18 cyclists killed in traffic on Berlin roads. On Wednesday afternoon, a female cyclist was seriously injured in a traffic accident when, according to police, the 35-year-old collided with a car at the intersection of Hobrechtstrasse and Weserstrasse. The woman slid onto the hood, was thrown through the air, and crashed into a parked car. She was taken to hospital with serious internal injuries. When checking the 23-year-old driver, police found that he did not have a driver's license and had also driven without one in the past. Police are also currently looking for a witness to a hit-and-run accident involving a female cyclist on Wednesday afternoon as well. The 28-year-old pregnant woman was hit at a traffic light crossing at the Allee der Kosmonauten. The driver of the car drove off without stopping, despite the fact that the cyclist was knocked to the ground. Anyone with information regarding this incident can inform the police via the link in our show notes. The pub collective Meuterei in Kreuzberg is to be evicted next week. Per RBB, this is according to a police announcement, which prohibits public gatherings planned for March 24th in the area. On that day, a spokeswoman of the police remarked, quote, an official request of a bailiff is to be carried out to clear the property, the Meuterei. Accordingly, only residents will be allowed to stay in a cordoned-off area between 3 p.m. and 11:59 p.m., extending from Reichenberger Straße 61 to the intersection of Lausitzer Straße, as well for Lausitzer Straße from Reichenberger Straße to the intersection of Wiener Straße, and no vehicles may be parked in the cordoned-off areas during this time. At the beginning of the month, the website of the pub collective said that an eviction was expected from 8 a.m. on March 25th, resulting from an eviction order filed by the owner. The relationship between the occupants and the owner has been fractured for some time. 12 years ago, the space was rented. In 2019, the lease expired, but the pub collective refused to leave the premises and has kept the pub occupied since then. The case is reminiscent of the Syndikat in the Schillerkiez, which was also temporarily occupied after its lease expired and was later evicted under protest. And lastly, thank you to Chris and Verica for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.